You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're going to talk junior college basketball here on the Coach's Corner today. Gearing up for tomorrow night's matchup, USU Eastern returns to the court of the BDAC as they take on the Salt Lake Community College Bruins. Last night, USU Eastern topped Colorado Northwestern 82-71. They are now sitting 2-3 in region play. And joining us right now to talk a bit about that, we have both Coach Vando and Coach Jones. First off, guys, a pleasure to get you in the studio today. Thank you for taking the time again.
Well, thank you so much. It's always fun to be coming over here.
Great to be here, Jordan.
Yeah, always look forward to the conversation, guys. Coach, let's start by talking about last night's win, Colorado. It's always I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's a dreaded road trip to go to Colorado. Nobody likes to go play in Rangeley. If Rangeley does have anything in their favor, it is a home court advantage because it's a very different gym. Yet you guys went on the road. You earned your second victory of the conference season. More importantly, you earned the season series win now over Colorado as well.
Yeah, and especially because, you know, they came, you know, when they played it with us, they came with so confidence because, you know, the game before they beat Snow. And they this is gave them the whole week to prepare, you know, play us. So, like, and every time, like you said, you know, that gym is different. Every time that they play over there, they play with so much confidence. And we had a plan that, you know, since the beginning, you know, we told the guys, you know, don't give them any, confidence. Be there, you know, when they catch the ball. Don't let them, you know, don't give them a game. So I think we did a pretty good job, you know, at the first half playing defense on them. You know, like they didn't have any run or any, some like a play that, you know, they could, you know, like get fired in the game, you know, like we control them, and then we always been, you know, in front of, you know, leading the score, and you know, make them, you know, play, you know, not that, you know, they expect to, you know, I think they expect that we went over there and then they start, you know, like the game in on fire, and we stayed flat, but you know, I think we did a great job on, especially on defense last night.
You did what you had to do to get the win. I mean, defensively in the first half, we're down to the final 6 minutes. I think the score was 21-17, if I remember right, with about 6 minutes to play in the first half. So, I mean, defensively, you guys were able to limit what they wanted to do on the offensive side of the ball for the majority of the ball game.
Oh yeah, and then the kids did, you know, they did a great job, especially like a. One thing is, you know, is happening right now, Jordan. Every game we have some kids come off the bench and play good for us. So last night was Augie. So he played, I think, 19 minutes and scored, you know, 14 points. So he grabbed like 8 rebounds. So he did great for us, you know, especially inside. He scored in transition. He got 5 blocks. You know, we had a tough time, you know, at the beginning on their guards coming in the paint and scoring on us. Augie got, you know, put a presence, you know, over there and blocked, you know, 5 shots. So, and then after that, the guards didn't come, you know, that much. So, and then the other guy, you know, who did good for us, Jeff Young, you know, the point guard, he was great, you know, played really good defense on their point guard, you know, give some assist. That's the thing that, you know, I like it, our kids, you know, like they don't care, they don't fight for be the man, but you know, every night we can expect the unexpected. Like I say, man, you know, like me, we'll always talk, you know, each other. I said, man, you know, we need somebody who step up like tonight, and always, you know, happen. And that's the, you know, the you know, I really enjoy this group because, you know, if it was another group, like, you know, when you don't play that much, you have the tendency that, oh, I'm not gonna play, you know, I'm not gonna bring it. These kids being playing hard and they practice hard, even if they don't play that much, but they bring in every single day. So that's, you know, make me and Coach Ray, we go over there for practice and enjoy it.
Coach Jones, this is something that maybe you don't pay that much attention to, I guess, at this stage in the game. See, as a media member, I'm always looking ahead. You got to take it one game at a time. I don't have to do that. But second win is huge in conference play because right now, we can't forget, Snow lost to Colorado. And so you guys right now would be sitting third in the conference standings. And the way the conference is set up, again, having an odd number of teams and just five teams, if you stay out of that four spot or that five spot, you get a bye in the first round. Is that something that you guys think about? I mean, looking at the standings today, is that the goal, avoid that first-round matchup?
Absolutely. I mean, we've talked about that in film sessions. We've talked about that at practice. I mean, above all, you want to win every game, obviously. But, you know, the realism of the season sets in. You're usually not going to do that. But if we can get that first bye week and get an instant into the – you know, semifinal area, you know, I mean, that's big for us, you know. So they go out and compete. They, like I think we talked about last time, they know the weight of every game. You know, it's very important. Like you said, Snow just lost, you know, and we played them tough. CNCC, we got the better of them. And so we just have to try to go get slick and get CSI, you know, and I think that's very doable for us.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Vando and Coach Jones of the USU Eastern men's squad. Coach Jones, I'm going to stick with you here for a moment. If you go back and you watch the tape from that first contest with Salt Lake, triple overtime loss, Nima was fantastic in that game, really pushed the offense. You guys had an opportunity to win that game multiple times before going into the triple overtime. What are some of the things that stand out to you now that you go back and you watch that video as we gear up for Salt Lake's matchup tomorrow that you guys will be able to implement and hopefully this time get a victory?
I think a lot of it stays the same. The thing is, it's something we told them before. You don't break a record every game. And I mean, though we are capable of hitting a lot of threes, it's something that we can't be dependent upon. We made a lot of mistakes that game that can be cleared up, some defensive lapses that have to be fixed. And I think it's just attention to detail. Slick's going to come with their game plan. I'm sure it's not going to change much other than don't let Nima and Chris shoot a lot of threes. You know, and it's pretty predictable at the end of the day. But, you know, it's something where you can't expect to hit, you know, 20 threes. You know, it's not that can't be your game plan, because once that happens, if it doesn't happen, you don't have anything to back up on. But it's going to come down to, for us, I think it's going to come down to defense and running, which is how we play well. But it always starts defense first, defense, then run, defense, rebound, run. And then that's when we're at our best. And I think that's going to be our game plan from here till our last game.
Salt Lake undefeated in conference play, and I know that as Coach Jones just alluded to here, Coach Vando, that you know, they're going to focus on Nima, they're going to focus on Chris, but at the same time, Nima hasn't really come close to duplicating that performance in that first conference game. I don't think that's an indictment on him. I mean, that was a very special, special game that he had against Salt Lake, but at the same time, is that fresh? Is that has to be fresh in Salt Lake's mind, right? That Nima did this the last go-around. Even though he hasn't done it in the four games since, he still was extremely special one night against his team. They know that.
Oh, my God, yeah. So that night, you know, like Nima was so confident. Like I said, you know, he almost shot, you know, from the half court. But, you know, like, you know, Coach Jones said, you know, probably they're going to have a game plan to shut down our shooters, especially Chris and Nima. But we gotta, you know, play through. You know, they're very, you know, athletic. They can, you know, they're bigs. You know, they have a one rim protector. But like I said, Augie's been playing really, really good. You know, he's very capable to catch an inside, bang people, and go score. We have Rafael that, you know, like that kid is fantastic. Like, you know, like last night, we could have seen him in the game, and maybe, you know, like, because Nima shoot, you know, he's a 3-point shooter, and Chris have all the attention, and suddenly have Rafael, and I look at his stats and I say, man, he scored 21 points. So how? Like, we can see that, right? But that's the guy that, you know, can surprise them, because, you know, he's a guard who can defend bigs, and he can shoot threes too. So If they concentrate their effort, you know, Nima and Chris, I think Rafael can step up for us. Augie can step up for us. I think Landon can, you know, he's a guy who can, you know, bring in energy from the bench and score inside. It's not gonna be easy, but we know, like, you know, we can beat them, and they know that, you know, like, if they don't bring, you know, their game, you know, we can win. So I think it's going to be a tough game, but, you know, who's going to be there? It's going to, I hope that, you know, it's going to have a nice game. Two great teams. I think, you know, Salt Lake is ranking number 4 in the nation. So I hope, you know, that our kids, you know, we want to beat them so bad. You know, and then, like, one thing that we've been talking to them, you know, last game, we did a lot of, you know, unnecessary fouls that we put them on the free throw line, and they shot 65 free
right.
throws.
Yeah.
So, like, we got to control that, too. But like I said, the biggest, you know, thing for us, the kids are very, very motivated to play them again. And, you know, let's see what happens.
Definitely looking forward to the game tomorrow night. Before I let you go, I'm going to go back to Coach Jones here for a moment. Coach Vando is used to this. He's been doing this now for, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. The non-conference schedule is so brutal. I mean, you're playing 3 games in 3 days, 4 games in 4 days. What's the freshness like mentally for this team and physically as well? Only playing 2 games a week now. Big difference to what we had for, you know, 2, 3 months to start off this season.
I mean, from a coach's standpoint, I mean, I figure it's a lot fresher than the non-conference to an extent, but I mean the mental weighing and the physical, you know, the physicality of the game from, you know, whenever we started preseason in August to now, your body naturally takes a beating, and then our practices are kind of pretty good. You know, they can be brutal. You know, and if they don't play, they'll run. You know, I mean. So physically, they definitely a little bit worn down. But, I mean, it's up. We treat them as professionals. You know, Vando played professional for a long time. I played for a little bit. And it's about taking care of your body, you know. I mean, if you got a needs 8 hours sleep, you go get 8 hours sleep. If you need to ice bath every day, you got to go ice bath every day. If you need ice packs, if you need massage, if you need training, we got Zach and Jeff's who do a great job, you know. So right now, I think that their bodies are a little banged up, you know, but I think mentally they're ready for the next game every time because they have that little break from Sunday to Wednesday, you know, to recharge and get remotivated. And then even from Thursday to Saturday, you know, they have that same energy to be ready to come and compete again.
Well, coaches, I definitely appreciate you once again taking out the time to come down here to the studio and talk a little bit about the basketball program and as we gear up for tomorrow night's contest. I really appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Always a fun conversation.
No, thank you for having us over here, Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan. Hey, don't miss Jordan in a suit tomorrow. He's wearing pink and a tie. You're going to want to see that.
I knew you had something else to say. I can tell by the look on your face.
Shout out.
Guys, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this.